music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing?
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages. Today is Saturday, of course, June 11th, 2016. And, well, here we are again, folks. We survived another week. Thanks be to God. And, you know, in the beginning here of the program, I want to quote Psalms, the book of Psalms 24. I think it's most apropos to the topics of today. And, of course, we're told the earth is the Lord's. It belongs to him and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. And for he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. And we thank God for the fact that we receive his blessings directly from God himself. The blessings are in his creation. In this earth age that we live, he's replenished the earth. He's allowed for us to experience this time and this age when, although it's certainly not perfect, it was his from the beginning. From the first earth age to the second earth age that we live in now, the age of the flesh. And we have the life that he gave us, the plant life, the animal life. He gave us all that is that we need to live properly with. Now, what we do with it is a whole nother matter and a whole nother topic. But then again, that is the topic today. And with me to discuss this great creation that the Lord had given us is, backed by popular demand, Dr. Kasim Khalil. Dr. K, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be back, my friend. You know, the Psalms there, there was something that's physiologically correct, or should we say geologically correct, which is that the earth, that the land was founded on the seas. You know, the land floats on the bed of the sea. So it's just interesting that that geological phenomenon is mentioned there.
That's right. That's right. And the seas.
Remember, the continents were squeezed together, then they split apart on the sea.
That's for sure. And he also mentions in the scriptures, including in the book of Revelation, where it says the seas, meaning the peoples of the world, you know, shall inherit the earth. Those who are humble and those who come to the knowledge, the full knowledge of God Almighty, will in fact inherit the earth, the people, the mountains, the nations, if you will. So there's, you know, dual meanings and triple meanings in the scriptures. But, you know, today we're really concentrating, as you say, on the ocean, the seas, the water, the rain, all of the sustenance. And what has man done with it? One has this cabal, if you will, done with the replenishing of this earth, Dr. K.
Yeah, we're going to get into that big time.
Terrible. What
really happened.
Yeah, you've just pretty much completed a book on GMO food poisoning.
Yeah.
And that is going to be our main topic in the first hour. And hopefully, you know, you're welcome to stay in the second because we have that open today. So let's begin. What has man done, or the synagogue of Satan with it, to destroy this wonderful world?
Well, the Quran gives the same, that the meek and the humble and the good and God-fearing will inherit the earth. That's interesting.
Yes.
Now, we need to do that. We need to take charge and be the rulers on behalf of the Almighty on this earth. And one way we can do that is to disable the Zionist cabal's genetically engineered plot. So what I did was, I'm going to help you disable it on your end to the listeners. I've published a book called The Poison Cupboard. I'm not going to release it, I don't think, until January, but I'll probably release the e-book form sooner. So we've got The Poison Cupboard. It's an indictment against Monsanto and Syngenta and Bayer Crop Science and all the other criminals that are associated. They have no morals. They have no ethics. They are criminals. And what it demonstrates is that you are hurting yourself and perhaps killing yourself and causing premature death and disease by your mouths now, thanks to this cabal. Mm-hmm. They have, per the Quran and the Bible, I'm sure, corrupted the earth, corrupted God's creation. And they couldn't do it easily. They have to inject tungsten and gold and other material to smash through the cell membrane and the nucleus and drive the fake genetic material into the cells, because the Almighty has put up barriers so that no species can contaminate another species, unless it's a related thing like a plum and a peach or something. So you can't do it, but they forced it to happen. And what I've done is I've proven that it's actually causing fatalities, quite a few premature deaths. Nobody's tracing it. It's a sudden anaphylactic shock where people die or nearly die in hospitals. We can survey our listeners. Premature carcinoma, damage to the brain, stillbirths, birth defects. It's doing it in the animal model. It's doing it in humans. It's just more difficult to trace because it takes time. But it definitely has caused fatalities in some research models to humans.
Yes.
GMOs that were injected in three cancer patients died from the GMOs. So they're getting away with it. We don't want them to get away with it. That's what this show is all about, is to fight back, not to just talk about it, but to take some big action. You want to avoid GMOs completely, categorically. You want to help your family avoid them, those who will listen to you. Don't concentrate on people that won't listen. Concentrate on people who have an ear, and make a movement, make a society, you know.
That's right. You know, as you know, in your own family and mine and others, it's pretty hard to, to be a prophet with honor in your own land sometimes, you know. And what takes place is, it goes in one ear and out the same. They don't let it, if you will, ingest into the mental system as they do the food ingested into the body. And, unfortunately, we are a dying culture. We are a dying world, a dying civilization, and a nation that never was this way. Now, you know, all of these so-called pseudoscientists, right, they'll come along and they'll say, well, you know, you're referring back to an agrarian age, and you're going back in time to a time when things were a little bit different. We didn't have the industrial pollution that we have today, and the post-war manufacturing, and all of the use of metals, and some of that is quite true. But then they would like to lay all of that on the doorstep of that reality and exempt themselves from what they're doing in the labs, you know, the science lab, the big companies, as you say, that have taken over agribusiness and essentially turned it into a multi-trillion-dollar enterprise that's aimed at economizing for them, saving money, producing these seed strains that are actually, regardless, they're actually having the effect of killing people. Now, we could theorize about all of the, you know, the people involved and their agenda, deliberate or just a byproduct of their actions. We can do that all day. It doesn't serve any purpose except to distract people, I think.
The main thing
we should focus on.
We have to take action.
Right. Yeah. We should just focus on the facts and what are GMO foods and plants and other seed lines doing to us. So this book that you have completed now was based on studies, not just anecdotal stories.
It's heavy in the science. And, of course, Seralini's work is preeminent, where he demonstrated. We'll talk about Irina Armakova, who was really the prophet here. But with Seralini, the French work was pretty spectacular. What they did was, instead of cutting off the feeding at 90 days, which Monsanto did purposely, maliciously, they carried it on for another 3 or 4 months, whatever. And so they were able to cause these monstrous tumors, tumors that have never before seen of size and girth before in test animals. So big that they distorted the structure of the rats, they big sacks of tumor. And this was from Monsanto's corn, which everybody's eating. Even some of the organic corn chips are 5% Monsatan corn. They can't get around it, you see. So you got to know what you're doing here. But particularly, you do not want to eat any commercial corn. It's carcinogenic. So they also found that it damages the liver. How are you going to get along without one of those? It destroys the kidney tissue. That's what it's meant to do, is destroy insects, right? It's an insecticide. It's insecticidal corn. You wouldn't, if somebody told you there's a big amount of Roundup or atrazine on the coating of those corn chips, there's a lot of it, you know, quite a bit, more than a trace. Would you sit down and eat the corn chips with some salsa?
No.
But it's embedded in the genes and in the cells and of the corn, the pesticide, BT toxin. It's poisonous. And so it caused damage to the intestinal wall. And we can get into what humans are, but we should talk about the animals first.
Yes.
It caused sterility. Armakova's work, you got to go to Russia and France to get the science. You can't get it here anymore. It's compromised, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So in Russia, at the Russian Academy of Sciences, her work was burnt. Monsanto sent in one of its spies and roasted it up. But she went a bit about it, did it again. What she found was sterility. The rat's capacity to bear, and how can you sterilize a rat? Then she found also that the growth was grossly stunted in the newborns. And a 55% fatality with soy versus casein. Casein didn't cause any fatalities. Monsanto soy caused half the rats to die, the newborns.
Mm-hmm.
So there, we don't need any more studies. Monsanto did the studies, but they cut the tumors out. And they quit the studies at 90 days. Same with Syngenta. Same thing they did with NutraSweet. They cut the tumors out. So you've got criminals. You've got enemies of the Almighty. Everybody that listens to this show is a believer in God I've ever seen. I mean, they're all big believers. And that's not good enough. The Quran, the Bible talk about your actions, not just what you believe.
Yes.
God's an acting being. He's always creating something new, some new universe, some millions of new universe, billions, whatever, new creation, systematically on new planets. You got to take action. Take some of that God energy, put it in you, and go out and be inspired with enthusiasm, which means Spirit of God, and put some enthusiasm into it.
You know, and that's true from a scientific point of view. Now, from the average layman's point of view, when I walk around and I talk with people, I communicate with them, and I see them in action, I see a sick population from these points of view. I see tiredness, I see fatigue, I see more cancers than ever before, I see more of the other affiliated degenerative diseases, I see pulmonary problems, I see brain problems, I see dysfunctional children, and I don't know, and you know, people say, well, you know, I don't imagine this. No, I don't imagine it.
No.
I see it and I witness it, and in my time, in just 45, 50, 60 years of growing up, we did not have this. Now, I mean,
no.
I was, you know, in a family, Dr. K, where my grandparent, particularly my grandfather on my mother's side, came from the old country, and what did he do? He planted fig trees. He planted various fruit trees. He planted grapes. He planted, and they were all good then. He had the real sweet corn from the old country. He had the real seeds, and we had nutrition, and we didn't grow sick and tired, and we didn't have all of the, even without all of the digital age then, we did not experience this ADHD syndrome and the ADD syndrome and ABC, whatever you want to call it. You know, we just didn't have all of these problems then, and we're seeing them now in great numbers, and nobody will talk about it except to prescribe more drugs.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of the drugs now, a lot of the vaccines, most all vaccines are GMO.
Yes.
Now even oregano oil is GMO, so we have to be wary of that. So is rosemary oil. But you made a very prophetic and correct observation. You're observing things.
Okay.
You're seeing a distortion in the physiology and the structure of people. That's genetically engineered food. That's what it did to rats. It distorted their endocrine system. It distorted their structure. It distorted their shape. It distorted their health. It's a corruption of on the face of the earth. And that's what it's doing to people. You just cannot be lackadaisical about what you eat and drink and what kind of supplements you take. You have to rule out the genetically engineered components. And you could go to CassIngram.com and get some free information there, or some guidance on lists and, you know, certainly videos and things. Yeah. But the book is all-inclusive. For now, though, if you avoid the five big ones, which are soy, canola, beet sugar, corn, and cottonseed oil, that'll get a start. But there are all the derivatives, soybean oil, corn oil, maltodextrin. Now, this will rule out, of course, soy protein isolate, hydrolyzed vegetable protein. This will rule out 80% of what's available in the grocery store, which is a good thing. So it's a start.
Yes, but now we find even if we go to stores that have a great amount of organic product and they claim to be like holistic foods, we have to be careful, very careful, even in those stores.
Whole Foods, deli is all pretty much GMO. And you'll get sick from that if you're not careful.
Wow.
So, and then, of course, the supplements are a nightmare. The big players all use genetically engineered components, then they lie about it and put a little square saying GMO project.
So we're talking about these synthetically manufactured vitamins and minerals
and so
forth?
Well, that's one thing. There's two. There's the synthetically manufactured ones from coal tar and petrochemical, and then there's this genetically engineered fermented one, so that there's quite a few supplements that are made by that batch fermentation by genetically engineered bacteria. Those are poisonous. Then you have actual corn-produced vitamin C. That's poisonous, too, especially if you take it in large quantities. So that's your ascorbic acid. Then you have vitamin E. It's poisonous now because it's made from soybeans. They're GMO. So there was a study done by Lancet demonstrating that women who absolutely didn't take any ascorbic acid did real well on stillbirths, but the women who took 2,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid since 1994 forward, which is when Monsanto first made its corn in large quantities, they had 2.2 times more stillbirths than normal.
If you add to that, folks, you know, you add to that the vaccines, as you pointed out, the chemtrailing of our land, our air, our water, and then you add all of these together and more synthetics and more pollution in the public water supplies, such as the chlorinations and the fluoridine and so forth and so on. And then you have more reproductive problems. You have stillborn children. You have all kinds of issues, the aborting the child in the womb. You have a number of issues. Infertility is growing too in places like Los Angeles and cities like that.
Where
you have such a public fluoridation of the water.
Yeah, no, there's no question fluoride is poisonous to the developing fetus, and to the sperm. We're getting hit, but see, now, according to the Zionist Jewry, some of this is malicious and purposeful. You know, the protocols of Zion. It says protocols. It doesn't say protocols of the Masons. It says protocols of Zion. Okay? And so they said, well, we're doing this on purpose. If that doesn't get your hackles up, I mean, it's one thing about the Zionist Strip. It's an occupying entity. Whatever happens there is because of itself. If there's some disaster, if there's some shooting, if there's some fatality, if there's some fake, if it's a staged or real, it's irrelevant because the occupying entity has created that catastrophe. But the thing that people don't realize is that Americans are occupied, not just Palestinians.
Absolutely. And virtually the entire globe right now, folks. All right, Dr. K, stay with me. Break time. We will be right back, folks, and we'll take your calls as well.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
And we are back. Thank you all. Dr. K is my guest. You know, I like the quote that is in North American Urban Spice booklet advertising all of the profit and the products as well. And one of the quotes really comes from Hebrews chapter and verse, chapter 6, verse 7, folks. And basically translated, "For the earth which drinks in the rain that comes often upon it, and brings forth herbs useful for them by whom it is cultivated, receives blessings from the Almighty." You see, right there in the quotation encapsulates, Dr. K, the whole mission of the, you know, organizations that deal exclusively with non-GMO and non-contaminated pure products like North American
herbs. That's right.
And spice.
That's right. You know, the Quran does back up the Bible by saying that it all belongs to Him, all that exists,
yes,
in the heavens,
everything.
And on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you one day this earth is going to be bald, nothing left. It's about right because they corrupted it anyway. How the GMOs are out of control. God's native natural plants are completely corrupted. The weeds are corrupted. Now the genetics of the bees and the humans and the birds are corrupted.
Yes. Everything's the honeybees ruined. That no one apparently but a few talk about the honeybee population, which is virtually being wiped out.
It is. It is. And that's from the GMOs. They cover it up saying it's microwaves and stuff, but it's the GMOs are the primary cause of the colony collapse syndrome. Remember, they put the AIDS virus and other viruses in the corn to make farmer crops. It got into the rice. There was a controversy about that rice. But in any case, I just want to state that you have to fight this. It's your responsibility and obligation to fight back against this corruption. And Monsanto, just visualize it. Visualize it with a closed sign, shut down, just like those old factories in Pittsburgh and in Chicago or St. Louis. Visualize it corroding, everything shut down, they're bankrupt, they're gone, they're finished, they're toast. Take it from them, as it should be.
Well, you know, the blowback in most of the world outside of the United States, South America, Europe, and Asia, has been quite substantial, by the way. A number of countries have taken steps to outlaw the use of GMO seeds and GMO strains and food and so forth, and they've been fighting back. You know, we talked about the planned merger or the acquisition by Bayer in Germany today to acquire Monsanto. And Monsanto has indeed lost a lot of support amongst those who were former followers of them. Some of the scientists and some of the people who thought they were relatively harmless apparently are jumping ship, Dr. K, you know? And that's good. That's always good to see. One thing I've noticed is in my studies is this, I guess it was a treatise by doctors. It's entitled Doctors Warn Doctors About Genetically Modified Foods. And it's from a website that I was researching on GMO education, and it's basically the IRT, the Institute for Responsibility in Technology, and it has to do with the studies that came out of the Environmental Medicine Associates, actually the Academy. It's the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. And they are calling on physicians to educate their patients and themselves and the public to avoid GM foods whenever possible and to provide educational materials concerning them.
That coming from such an orthodox source.
Yes.
You can't beat that, really. You really, really can't beat that. And great news there. Great news. Basically, now let's take that action then. We've got some of the big players doing it. There's many other big players we mentioned in the upcoming book. But we could take some serious action. We could avoid all beet sugar. We can avoid all soy and its derivatives, cottonseed. We absolutely don't want any corn. If it's 1,000% certified organic, maybe make an exception. You're not supporting Monsanto much there. We want to avoid crooked neck squash and radicchio in the stores, in the grocery stores, and GMO supplements. We'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll come back, folks, and if you're on the line, stay with us, Dr. K and Rick Adams.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, we're back. Rick Adams Uncensored with Dr. K and his latest book coming out by the beginning of next year in a copy form and probably an e-book before then. But we are definitely dealing with a major issue of our times, GMOs and their food poisoning, and how America and the world, in various parts of the world, not all, but most that deal with GMO, are suffering from a number of conditions and diseases that we never knew about before because we never had them before. Before the age of vaccinations, before the age of the genetically modified organisms, and, of course, the geoengineering that we find to be the case today, among other issues. You know, it's interesting because Jennifer Lake has done on her blog enormous research into the pharmaceutical industries and where they originated from, Dr. K. And she's also done work on these chemtrails, these planes that have been flying in just about everywhere in the United States and parts of the world, where they are leaving these billowing black clouds of smoke, these chemical trails behind them. And we're seeing now that the gardening is not good, the produce is not good from the ground, the water is not good. And where does she track them back to? The city of Jerusalem.
Of course.
It's interesting. comes from that city.
The gay parade. That's why I say you have to take action within your environment.
Mm-hmm.
You live where you live, your home. Then the loved ones that you have access to, your grandchildren, the people you can that will listen to you, that will form a group. Go to the grocery store. Say, you know, we've done some cell phone shots of some of your sections, and we want you to know we used to buy this stuff, but we're not buying it anymore because it's tainted with GMOs. Mm-hmm. Send a message.
That has a big effect. It's the boycott.
Big.
Using it against them. Mm-hmm. That's right.
We did it with recombinant growth hormone. So many mothers went in and said, I'm not going to give my kids cancer. And then Publix and others said, recombinant growth hormone, RBST free. And nothing is more powerful than the threat of bankruptcy, the threat of being shuttered, and the stress that that would cause a business. And if they see a dozen people, two dozen, half a dozen coming in saying, we're not going to buy it anymore, you don't think it's going to have an impact?
Well, when it spreads, it'll have a bigger impact, and you can use the social media created by them to, in effect, wage a war against them. And that's the key.
Use the social media as a backup for in-person activity. At the TSA the other day, you know, I just don't want to go through this machine. You know, I just, op out. I go in there and I say, you know, you guys are just doing tyranny on people. It's just tyranny. This whole thing's a hoax. What? Well, all of 9-1 was a fake. It was staged. I'm telling you, these are the TSA people. And one of their armed TSA big shot women came over and I said it's staged. There's no 19. Well, then who staged it? I said the Israelis. Okay.
I mean, it all goes back to that one city I keep telling people about. That's the name of the game, my friend. All you got to do is look it up in the scriptures. But all right, let's take some calls, Dr. K. We have a few people on the line. 800-313-9443, the toll-free number to get through to RBN. Dr. K with us, and let's answer your questions on these subjects right now before we veer off a little bit later. Nancy from California. Go ahead. Come on up.
All right. Dr. K, have you heard of Tyrone Hayes?
I guess so, but go ahead.
Well, he was a researcher, and he was hired by Syngenta to study their chemical atrazine. He found that atrazine was an endocrine disruptor, and that it would turn male frogs into female frogs, cause male frogs to mate with other male frogs. And he said that they spray on 80% of our corn, or maybe it was 65% of our corn crops in the United States.
Miserable atrazine. It's fat soluble.
Amy Goodwin, she interviewed him. You can find his interview on YouTube. Just Google Tyrone Hayes / atrazine, and you can hear it from his own words. But they went after him and tried to destroy him because he wanted to come public with his.
That's their standard. But we'll look that up and maybe add it to my website.
Excellent.
That would be great if you would do that. Thank you.
You bet you
great.
I will.
Thanks for calling, Nancy. It's a pleasure. And we also have, let's see, now we have a couple of calls. Steve in California as well. Steve, come on up.
Yeah, great show today, Rick. Let's not forget how GMO, people who are pro-GMO are striking back. Most recently, in the last, 6 months, I guess it was, corporate sabotage against Chipotle restaurants.
Yes.
They had a clean track record. They come out against GMO and that no GMO products will be on their menus, and then, boom, they get hit. So
yes.
I think that was sending a clear message to anybody else who comes out against GMO, we'll bring you down.
Yeah, I mean, that could have very well planted some kind of a hepatitis or God knows what. I don't know the details, but I remember thinking that it was sabotage. It had to be sabotage.
Yeah, it's clearly that. I mean, this is a tactic they use, you know, to intimidate others to not come forward. But, yeah, it's pretty simple to do if you think about it. You can bring an E. coli anywhere in and taint the food, and next thing you know, or somebody on the inside does it for you. It's not a hard thing to do.
I'm pretty sure
that was corporate sabotage.
It had to
be. Well, and they suffered, massive losses. The stocks tumbled, and they got a bad reputation out of it. And it's, right in my backyard in Massachusetts, we had a bunch of students and others get sick. So, anything is very possible, very, very much so.
Yeah, I think that something happened there myself. We can't prove it, but it's very suspect.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Steve, thank you. Wes in Idaho, come on up now. Go ahead, Wes.
Comment, then a question, Dr. K and Rick Adams. I am coming up on 6 months of doing 75,000 units of vitamin D, a la Dr. Cambra in Brazil. It is supposed to be 95% effective on any autoimmune disease, this high-dose vitamin D, 1,000 units per kilogram of body weight.
Well, how is it doing for you? What's going on? Give us an honest assessment.
Well, the doctor says that at 6 months, things are supposed to start happening.
I didn't ask you that, Wes. Yeah.
And yes, I believe I am seeing things happen. Yesterday, I bicycled home about 75 pounds, the heaviest I've ever been. I was offered a ride home at Walmart about 5-6 miles away. I turned it down. I'm kind of impressed. I feel less fatigue. I hardly sleep at all. Yes, I am beginning, just like doctor and all the other testimonies say, that at 6 months, things start to happen. It is because Dr. Cambra says that at that time, the body has learned not to attack itself any longer. But then you've got to rebuild that myelin sheath.
Yeah.
My question, how does Dr. K feel about, and also how does Islam feel about urine therapy?
Oh, God, no. No. Don't you dare even think about it. Urine is full of sepsis. It's full of prions. It's disastrous. I had a woman that did it, and she must have aged 40 years.
I know people who recommend it, amazingly.
It's garbage. Especially human urine. What a disaster. And I'm not so... let me just finish for your sake. I'm not so confident as you are on that massive amount of vitamin D. You would be far better off if you used, like, the hemp and all, if you used rosemary. And they're simple and not so aggressive, So... there's much more you could be doing, actually.
Well, like I said, 95% success rate. I believe he should be getting a Nobel Prize for medicine.
All
another
right.
thing, I,
mm-hmm.
picked
All
up,
right.
I picked up on him like 4 or 5 years ago, and he did not put out that you want to keep check on your parathyroid hormone level. Yeah. Do not let it go too low, but
All
at
right.
the same time, keep it very low. Now, it is supposed to be from 12 to 88.
Right.
So I am at, last I tested, 13. So that's, I'm at the right level.
All right. Well, I hope you're the best.
Well, if it's working for you, Wes, then fine, you do it,
Right.
But like I said, you've got to look at the end results in the 6 month time and see how you feel and how your body is adjusting to it, all right? Okay, thank you for the call, Wes. Appreciate it. Now, I don't know if you've heard of Dr. K, if you've heard of some of the other researchers and books. There are a ton of books out now on GMO food poisons. One of them is the GMO Food Poison Handbook, Genetically Modified Agriculture and Animals. And that is by Dr., I believe it's Sutherland. Charlie Sutherland, are you familiar with him?
No, I didn't know about that one. I have to look that up.
Yeah, and he's talking about how GMO crops are scientifically created to be poisonous,
yes,
and to, as he says, absorb the poisons, which then will spread in the body, the toxins.
Yeah.
He says the American chemical industries having taken control of agriculture, as we said, and now has achieved something never before accomplished in the history of mankind. I mean, humans are basically simultaneously given this poison and all of this in the name of food. They're being poisoned as they're being nourished. You know, it's kind of scary.
While everybody was being distracted by the Hola hoax, IG Farben and the other conglomerates of Standard Oil and the other creeps and thugs got together and said, hey, let's use the chemicals, nitrogen, mustard, and all that, because they kill weeds. That's how it started. It was post-World War II. We need the business.
Yes. It's amazing, isn't it? Most of the poisons and so-called gases they claim existed during World War II by the Germans were actually created by them. These Kenites after World War II and industrial pollution, all of it was just mushrooming. You know, Dr. K, mushrooming.
They said they're going to do it on purpose.
They actually admitted it. Yeah, they have. And that's why I like Jennifer Lake's blogs, because she has documented the fact that so much of this now is directly trackable right back to that city, Jerusalem, the city that will be the end time city.
And you don't have to worry about doing anything about it, because God said, I took them down once, then I took them down a second time, then I took them down a third time, and I'm going to take him down again.
Yeah, and that'll be the last time, too.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, you know, you talk about it. He talks about it in his book, you know, the GMO Food Poisoning Handbook, the poisoning of the fetuses, the babies in the womb, and how this is spinning off from, like, I guess the birth defects can spread from generation to generation.
That's for sure. Case history. There was a woman who called in, a grandmother, who said, we don't know what to do. The doctor said that our newborn has the gray and the white matter switched from side to side. And I said, well, how much GMO? She said, that's all the mother did was drink soylicious or whatever it's called. Soy milk. All they did, soy silk. No milk, just soy.
And they thought they were doing themselves good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, today you have popcorn, you have all kinds of stuff that you think is natural corn, and you think it's the best thing to eat, it's good for your diet, and you're getting poisoned. You know, potato chips, big time, pretzels, potato chips.
All the oil from soy, canola, all of that's poisonous, They roast the nuts in that.
Now, I know you know because of the oil of oregano, but what about the pure, unfettered, uncontaminated, first cold pressing olive oil?
That's okay, too. See, there's a few things, the balsamic vinegar, the olive oil, the orange juice, and grapefruit juice. You could buy a few things in the supermarket, but like you said, you got to be wary in the health food store, too. For example, take your supplements. Well, you better not take them if they're GMOs, because you're concentrating the BT toxin. You're concentrating the soy toxins. And so, you have North American Urban Spice. Thank God for them. Their vitamin E is from sunflower seeds. Their vitamin C is from Camu Camu and Acerola and rose hips. But there aren't too many supplement makers that have taken the time and energy to say, you know, we're not going to put people at risk. Instead, they just follow the status quo. You're taking this junk. You'd be better off just not taking anything and doing it through organic foods and garden produce than to take a GMO supplement. Just waste of time and money. You know,
I fully agree. All right, let's see. Yeah, well, we have a break coming up, so I don't want to begin our next call right now. So let me just mention, folks, that you know, Dr. K, as you said, you can access him at www.cassingram.com. And you can also, and I should mention at this time, if you're truly interested in healthy products and you you know, don't want to pay an arm and a leg, you mention us, you mention the program, Dr. K, Rick Adams, and you tell them what you may need. I mean, they've got everything, a number of products that I just, I can't even begin to go through the list. Some of the ones that I take, you know, the Hempanol now, which is fantastic, you know, it does help with vision, diabetes, the central nervous system. You've got the oil of the black seed, you've got sesame oil, all natural vitamin E, none of the synthetic vitamins, you know, DL-alpha, D-alpha, whatever you want to refer to it as. You know, these are lab-made synthetics when you go to the health food store, and they're all owned basically now, most of them, by these conglomerates, international conglomerates.
That's right. They're privately owned.
I mean, folks, you definitely want to look up www.oreganol.com to get the complete list of products from North American Urban Spice. That's just a word to our listeners, Dr. K. So they'll know.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to make an offer. The Magnificent Message, Volume 1.
Yes.
I've got this updated, corrected version, but it's like a first edition. Mm-hmm. And I want to offer that to the listeners for a modest donation to Rick Adams, Uncensored. Even if they give you enough for the postage and the $5 for the book, I don't care. But they, how much is postage to send a book like that? It's going to be at least $6-$7, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a book rate would probably be around $5 or $6.
So they should send at least $15, and they can have that book. I'll send you some. That way you can put that right with your Bible, and you'll have matching knowledge from the Almighty God. And,
okay.
And I want to talk about it. You know.
We'll be right back with more, too.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
And that's the way it is. As Mr. Kronkase used to say, we're back, Dr. K, and I want to go right back to our phones at 800-313-9443. If you wish to have the Magnificent Message Part 1 updated, then definitely you can do that and avail yourself of me on PayPal, though I hate to use PayPal. I don't want to give them the money, so you can send it as a personal gift to Rick Adams if you wish, and then I will get that out to you. Also, you know, we may have some copies of coming forth this week, hard copies of the book, rather the video that I made with Thomas Kimmel, the grandson of Admiral Kimmel, and that was World War II, Making the World Safe for Communism. So yeah, you might want that two-hour presentation as well, and we're going to secure a few copies of that. All right, Dr. K, we have Bill from Wisconsin on the line now. Hello, Bill. Come on up.
Yeah, how you doing, Rick and Dr. K?
Yeah, Bill.
Have you ever heard of light therapy?
Well, there's a lot of different kinds of light therapy.
Well, there was. What kind? I have a book called Let There Be Light.
Uh-huh.
There was a Persian, I guess, a Zoroastrian by the name of Dinja Gadafili. He brought forth this concept that different colors of light absorbed by the body are good for various diseases.
Yes, the Hindus also practice this, yeah.
Right. Now, for instance, medical science, or so-called science in our country, recognizes when a baby is born with jaundice, they put the baby under blue lights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But this takes every color in the spectrum. And, you know, he's got a chart in the book and so forth as to which disease you use which color. And
I find it
very beneficial for a number of problems.
Yes.
You might have pain. You might have cancer. You might have any number of things and, you know, the different color. And, Rick, I'm wondering if I can put out this guy's phone number here.
Yep, go ahead.
Well, if you wish, go ahead. Does he have a website or any indirect way?
I don't believe a website, you know.
Well, if you wish, then normally we don't like to put out website information unless we know, but particularly we try to stay away from phone numbers. But since it's you, Bill, and we know where to get you, you can do it this time, all right?
Go ahead. All right. 856-692-4686. Now, the book is $11. If you buy a quantity of them, you can get them for $9.
Okay, just so you know that I've covered this with food that has different colors.
Just so you'll know. All right. Okay, Bill. All right, if you want, you can hang on. It's only going to be a short break. Dr. K, you can stay. We'll take that break now, and we'll welcome other callers on this and other topics coming up with Dr. K. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the wave unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave home solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.